Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Senate Capital Investment Committee is on a bonding tour today in the West Metro and Southwest Minnesota, visiting seven communities to learn about 11 proposed infrastructure projects that will be requesting state matching funds. The stops include Loretto, South Haven, New London, Lake Lillian, Marshall, Redwood Falls, and Bloomington. If you're looking for Cyber Monday deals online this year, Bao Vang with the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota says beware of fake websites.
A lot of websites out there that are quickly made or can be put up relatively easily will mimic other sites, can steal photos and images and products from other places.
Vang says scams are on the rise this time of year. She recommends that consumers do as much research as possible on the products and the sellers before buying. Nonprofits and school districts in Minnesota are being encouraged to apply for funding the DNR has available through its No Child Left Inside program. Coordinator Amber Kastner says a lot of the projects focus on getting kids outside during the colder months.
It is really important to be able to provide additional opportunities to get out and experience Minnesota. So we do get quite a few applications for projects that might include snowshoeing or ice fishing activities and all of those sorts of pursuits that can really be enjoyed in those very cold winter months.
The DNR is accepting applications for both mini grants of less than $5,000 and larger grants up to $25,000. The Minnesota Gophers closed their season with a rivalry win Saturday, beating Wisconsin 17-7 at Huntington Bank Stadium. Coach PJ Fleck explains what they had to do to win the Paul Bunyan Axe for the fourth time in 5 years.
We didn't turn the ball over on offense, played ball control, were able to make some plays when they presented themselves, fed off the defensive takeaways, and it was going to be one of those games. Whoever turned the ball over inside their own zone was going to lose, and we found a way to get it done.
The Golden Gophers finished the regular season with a 7-5 overall record and a 5-4 mark in the Big Ten. The Minnesota Timberwolves are celebrating a 125-112 comeback win over the San Antonio Spurs Sunday evening at Target Center. The Wolves trailed by 4 points after 3 quarters before outscoring the Spurs 36-19 in the fourth. Anthony Edwards led Minnesota with 32 points, and Julius Randle had 22 points and 12 assists. The Timberwolves play the Pelicans Tuesday night in New Orleans. The 18th-ranked University of Minnesota volleyball team is hosting NCAA tournament opening round matches this weekend. The Golden Gophers will face Fairfield in first-round action Friday. St. Thomas and Iowa State are playing the other opening round match Friday at Maturi Pavilion. The winners on Friday will meet in the second round Saturday on the U of M campus. Northern Minnesota Firefighters rescued a deer that fell through thin ice Saturday on Whitewater Lake, about 50 miles north of Duluth. The Hoyt Lakes Fire Department says crews responded to the call and safely pulled the animal from the frigid water. Video posted to the department's Facebook page shows firefighters removing ropes from the deer before it ran off into nearby brush. This is MNN.